Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, I think it was hot today. Just wait for tomorrow. I'll check the weather in a moment. Run down some new cooling center news. Are you drinking enough water? Does anybody really know? Bridge work on the Pike. The fight against robocalls goes on. Still no swimming in Green River. And how about a box of donuts for a gallon of gas? It's Wednesday in Western Mass, August 3, 2022. Shepherd here, your obedient servant. And the forecast for tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index at 9, the humidity 59%. And tomorrow, the effect of the heat will make it feel like about 100 degrees. Can't you wait? Oh, boy. The 7th Annual Barks and Brews event, presented by Dakin Humane Society, is set for Sunday the 18th at Fort Hill Brewery in East Hampton. The event will begin with a VIP preview hour from noon to 1 p.m., general admission taking place 1 to 4 p.m. Here are the ticket options. VIP admission tickets at $70. You get on-site parking, 2 beer tokens, 1 pint glass, early VIP access, and VIP refreshments hour. General admission tickets are priced at $35. They include a complimentary beer, parking located on street, and at the local school lot. It's a 5-minute walk. General admission with a pint glass, priced at $40. It offers an event pint glass and general admin, as I said. Parking is located on street and at the local school lot, which, again, is a 5-minute walk. All attendees of the event must be at least 21 years old. Guests are invited to bring crowd-friendly dogs on a non-retractable leash. Retractable leashes, not allowed. And you're asked not to bring strollers. A splash zone and misting sprinkler will be available to keep dogs cool and the pavement wet. There will be a hot dog eating contest, 50-50 raffle, caricature art, nail trimming, dog baths, vendor booth shopping, food trucks, and more. It'll be a great event. Are you drinking enough water? Well, in heat like this comes the admonitions from every direction to drink enough water. So how much is enough? The Mayo Clinic recommends about 15.5 cups of fluids for men and 11.5 for women. However, 20% of that will likely come from eating rather than drinking. Fruits and veggies like water and spinach have huge water content and can help you stay hydrated. Our bodies are made up anywhere from 55 to 78% water, so you got to replenish it. Adding electrolytes or salt is good for people expending extra energy in the heat, construction workers, soldiers, or athletes. Signs of dehydration? Well, headache, fatigue, and dizziness, which all make someone more prone to heat stroke. So, keep a glass of water or a water container with you during hot temperatures as a reminder to keep drinking throughout the day. There will be bridge repair work at mile marker 36 on I-90, the Mass Pike, eastbound and westbound in Russell and Montgomery, tomorrow, Thursday, August 4. The work will take place during overnight hours from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. The work will require a 15-minute rolling roadblock in both the eastbound and westbound directions at 10 p.m. The rolling roadblock is necessary to facilitate planned bridge repairs, which do require the removal of live traffic from the bridge for a brief period of time while the contractor activates a temporary support system needed for steel repairs. This rolling roadblock will be the first of 15 necessary rolling roadblock operations that will occur once every 2 weeks. A dozen donuts or a gallon of gas? Ah, that is the question. Krispy Kreme is deflating the price of a dozen original glazed donuts to sync up with U.S. average gas prices. Well, how's that work, Brad? Every Wednesday through August 31, Krispy Kreme is pricing its Beat the Pump original glazed dozen based on the national average price of a gallon of regular gas. So today, the price was $4.21. The prices change week to week. Krispy Kreme will announce the new price for the dozen every Tuesday on its website. New price will also be posted on the company's Facebook and Twitter page. The company said guests are limited to 2 original glazed dozens at participating shops via in-store, drive-thru, or online. I really hate robocalls. I'm sure you do too. Do not call list, it's kind of a joke. Well, Now it's war on robocalls. Why not? It's political season. State Attorney General Maura Healey is one of 50 attorneys general announcing the new anti-robocall litigation task force, which will take action against telecommunications companies that let those calls slip through. According to the National Consumer Law Center and Electronic Privacy Information Center, Americans get around 33 million spam calls every day and lost $30 billion to associated scams last year. Now, in order to avoid scams and unwanted calls, AG Healey provides the following advice. Be wary of callers who specifically ask you to pay by gift card, wire transfer, or cryptocurrency. Look out for pre-recorded calls from imposters posing as government agencies. Organizations such as Social Security will not make phone calls to individuals. So, if you think you received a fraudulent call, immediately hang up. Don't provide any personal info. Report illegal robocalls and similar scammers to donotcall.gov. Donotcall.gov. Report robotexts and text message scams to reportfraud.ftc.gov. Reportfraud.ftc.gov. Or forward the text message to 7726. That spells spam. Still no swimming at the Green River Swimming and Recreation Area. Last week, they received a report of a child being diagnosed with cryptosporidium. Further testing of the water found evidence of both cryptosporidium and giardia, parasites that can cause gastrointestinal illness and other symptoms in humans. We talked about this at length in a previous show. The city's health department has not received any confirmed cases of giardiasis. The city's water was also tested for cryptosporidium and giardia, and fortunately they've come back negative. The Green Swimming and River Recreation Area is still open for public use of their other facilities, but no swimming will be allowed. Several cooling centers will be open Wednesday through Saturday due to the heat and humidity, and here they are. Greenfield Public Library, 402 Main Street, Monday through Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Elm Terrace Community Room, 1 Elm Terrace, Monday and Tuesday, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Thursday, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. John Zahn Community Center, 35 Pleasant Street, as well. All right, dear friends, gird yourself for the heat slamming at us tomorrow, and our next new program will be up tomorrow, available to you during the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.